Hello and welcome to the Web 7 Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. YouTube is to launch user-created live video. Email marketing is to receive a boost this year, and Chinese web users are lagging behind in loyalty signups. YouTube has launched a live streaming service for a select number of accounts. The Google-owned video site now allows users with over 10,000 subscribers to live stream video content from their mobile devices through the YouTube app. Whilst live video has been a feature on YouTube for some time, with Felix Baumgartner's 24-mile-high skydive being broadcast back in 2012, everyday users themselves will now be able to provide content. YouTube is monetizing the feature by allowing users on its live chat session to boost their comments for small payments. However, the platform has also been looking into what Facebook has referred to as mid-roll ads, which will appear as a banner across the screen at different points during the video broadcasts. Email marketing is receiving a boost from marketers in 2017 in order to improve customer engagement. According to a survey from Yes Lifecycle Marketing, email is the most likely channel which retail marketers will increase their budgets on over the course of this year. The survey found that as brands look to increase customer engagement and improve customer acquisition, two goals which were found to be the industry's top objectives for the year, 68% of respondents were likely to be prioritizing email. This was followed by social media, which 54% of marketers are expected to fund better in 2017. It was also found that around 40% were planning to implement cross-channel attribution or test tools in order to gain greater consumer insight. A survey has found that the use of loyalty programs in China falls behind that of the global average. The Nielsen 2016 Global Loyalty Sentiment Survey found that the worldwide average of internet users who were attached to brand loyalty initiatives sat at 66%, whilst China fell behind at just over 60%. This compared poorly to nations such as India, where 74% of users were signed up to such programs. Meanwhile, the Southeast Asian average was 72%. However, it was found that Chinese consumers were interested in the idea of entering into loyalty programs, with 38% saying they would be willing to give over personal information in exchange for rewards. This was far more than in South Korea, where only 20% said the same, and Japan, where only 8% were willing to pass on their data. Nielsen said that the reason for poor levels of loyalty program uptake was perhaps due to the lack of focus on mobile in a country where 95% of those online rely on a mobile device to access the web. Thailand is introducing Samsung Pay to users nationwide for the first time after an announcement from the Korean tech company. Whilst the service has been available to a limited number of people since October 2016, the payment service is now running across the whole country. Samsung has said that companies such as MasterCard, Visa, and Citibank are all accepting payments in Thailand through its service, which will be available in shopping centers and on the high street. Much like when Samsung Pay launched in many other Asian countries for the first time, Samsung is entering the market before its main competition, such as Apple Pay and Android Pay. However, it will have to play catch up with Line, who made its own payment service available in the country in 2015 and now has 33 million users. And finally, Twitter has unveiled plans to roll out a new tool to tackle abuse on the platform. After years of complaints from users that Twitter had not dealt with the issue of abuse on its site very well, it was announced that changes would be made in the next few weeks. In an online post, the company said that it stood for freedom of expression, something which was put in jeopardy by abuse and harassment. The changes will mean safer search results for users and the collapse of abusive replies. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.